wanted to say, and then I'll, you know, settle down, is I was thinking in my high school days, I was really attracted to, I was in a fairly multi-diverse high school, and I was really attracted to the Italian-Canadian people, not consciously, but just the warmth, the friend, like in general, I'm not saying every single individual, but there was a warmth and a friendliness and an openness and, hey, come and join us and that type of thing. And it's like, in a way, there was a part of me that kind of adopted that part of the culture into me because it resonated for me in some way. And it's interesting because I have some high school friends that I'm still friends with.
Yeah. Well, I think that was more of a like inclusive culture because, you know, very accepting, very, very communicative. So, you know, those kind of things do attract us as human beings when people are
sharing. Yeah, we like to not be rejected,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's funny how human beings are.
And you know, they share like really good, awesome food, of course.
Yeah.
And then just their environment of including everybody and talking and just making you feel like at home.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I think we can all learn as human beings going into our evolutionary stages.
Well, we work towards that,
yeah.
Right? The stretch.
Yeah, that's what we want, is we want to be able to like include everybody into our culture and traditions and share it and just share some of the beauty, like some of the music that we share on here.
There's a lot of richness in that.
Very dynamic. Some of it has historical significance to a particular tribe or people.
Yep.
And and I really get to enjoy it all and share with everyone. And it was something that I lacked as I grew up.
Right.
I didn't have that full connection with my own culture, so I was always like reaching and looking and seeing all these other people and cultures that were developed, and it attracted me to them all.
Yeah.
And so I realized that it was so important that we be connected to culture, whether it's ours or not. It definitely makes a huge difference if it's like your own culture, because it helps ground you.
Yes.
It helps give you your own identity. And when you have those, it's really hard and difficult to get lost. And that's what I found with myself. Once I started getting really connected with my own native heritage, traditions, and culture, I started to feel like I didn't have to be like wandering around out there anymore, looking and searching.
And as I'm listening to you, I'm also thinking like, it's like, especially when the culture's been it's been ripped away through the genocide, but also the separation and the trauma that falls out from stuff like that happening in with people, you know, when that happens in the world, by going reconnecting with the roots, my thought is like the idea of a reclaiming, but I don't know if that's like, it's kind of like getting it back. What was lost on some level. I mean, I know obviously it's not, but that's sort of my sense as you're saying it.
Yeah, it was, it came through Counselor Fari because she was connected with a lot of Native tribes. And she was adopted by 19 different tribes. And and they shared a lot of their culture with her, and she got to speak and learn from real elders that, you know, knew the language and the culture and everything. So as I worked with her, I was able to like pick up on some of that and really like realize the significance of it all and how it was like improving my life and other people's lives that were particularly in the institutions, you know, the prison system and all the institutions out there. So, that really
opened that awareness to
you. And it made me realize that, it's such a significant and important thing in all of our lives, regardless of where you're from.
Yeah.
You know, you get that identity, you get that connection to your culture, and it really improves your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that and realized that about myself in working with Counselor Fari.
That's powerful.
So, thank you so much for bringing up all your information and putting together some really great thoughts and helping us all to get a glimpse into your own experience.
all the warts and the beauty marks,
yeah,
right?
And it all helps when we share all this information. So
yeah, gotta
really
be real.
Yeah,
gotta
really appreciate
make it real.
It. Yeah. So we're gonna carry on with our program, and we're gonna get on to our next guest, which is Squaish Shachlach from Gwaishkana, and he's got a song picked out for us from Matt Monroe, and the song is called On Days Like These. So let's have a listen. Yeah,
and looking forward to this.
Yeah, so enjoy, everyone. Beautiful, wonderful people from all over the world, from Germany, China, England, France, Africa, South America, Australia, India, wherever you are in the world, we welcome you. And thank you for joining us on our odyssey of positivity and growth of humanity. And we have with us my brother, Shkwait Shakhlakh. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother and a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of 2 years ago, and also the big flood of 2 years ago. Just an inspiration that he survived all that. And
that's a lot. Yeah.
And he was able to continue mm-hmm. with us on our programs. He never... until he was struck down with Guillain-Barré syndrome, and then he came and joined us. So anyways, welcome, Shkwait Shakhlakh. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just bright weather out today. Clouds rained a bit, but otherwise, just right. Not too cold.
Just right, like, yes.
Yeah, so we have a subject today, and it's on culture. And that was a pretty awesome song you picked on days like these. So intense and so thoughtful and so deep, and yet it really resonates with probably many people out there. So we thank you for that real special song that you picked. And we'd love to hear your words on culture.
Culture, I've heard it over the years, I've heard it referred to being as a form of symbolic communication. You know, because it is passed on mm-hmm. in a certain community, you know, for those of us Native Americans, you know, we can't go and think we're going to be Chinese next year just because we celebrate Chinese New Year. Or something like that, you know.
It's something that's
just taught to us all through our lives, these symbolic knowledge and values and whatnot we're given, to the point where, you know, we don't have to think about it. It just, you know, get popped in the head and say, what's this? And you know, we don't think about it. We just blurt it out what we've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like using 2 + 2. You know, you ask most people 2 + 2 is 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the way culture's going now, they're trying to tell us that 2 + 2 is any number you want it to be. You know.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to make it right, but
yeah.
For millennia, 2 + 2 has been 4 all along.
Mm.
You know, it's the skills, knowledge, attitudes, values, and even our motives is all part of this symbolic communication we have with each other in our cultures, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure, there's cultures within cultures because, you know, we're Canadian, mm-hmm. yet at the same time we're in with Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we've got our Sikh brethren here and there, and the Africans and the Asians and the Europeans. Yet at the same time, we're Canadian.
Mm.
So, you know, there's a national culture. Well, probably even, you know, like a continent.
Yeah.
And so I figure there's, what, 7 continental cultures.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and then breaks down into national cultures.
Yeah.
And then just the tribes. Because we all have our own beliefs and values and teachings and skills. Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of culture. Sure, we absorb other good bits of culture from other cultures into our cultures, because we find out, you know, hey, 2 + 2 = 4. You know, I grew up, it was 2 + 2 = 5. So, you know, we do absorb some of the better skills and knowledge from other cultures, you know. We're not, you know, sure, we're racist and prejudiced and all that, thinking we're the best culture, but, you know, we all got our shortcomings.
Yeah, for sure.
So, it's just all symbolic to me.
Well, that's very, very informative and very wise. And, that sure is deep also. And, we thank you for joining us and just sharing some of the things that you have and what helped you tick and helped you survive all the traumas that you went through. And it really inspires us all to just take some of the words that you have and what you live by and share with us. You know, it's just something that helps us all look forward to hearing aspects from people like yourself that have come through so much trauma and tribulations, and yet you survived and continue, and you're striving to get more and more healthy every day and continue to share what has helped you to survive and communicate with us on this level of oral tradition. And we just thank you and appreciate you for joining us live and coming and sharing your songs and information. It's just so awesome and amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thank you there to the station and the listeners all around for having me on and listening to my ramblings. Thank you for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you, all 100-fold.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
it. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon, listen to some of your music and your information and wisdom. So we'll have to let you go for now, and bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Guys, have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Well, beautiful insights.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Shkwait Shachlach from Gwaishkina, BC. And that was pretty awesome. And you were saying something. What were you saying about the insights?
There's been some beautiful insights today on the show. And that's...
Okay, so we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program, and mm-hmm. we're going to get to our next guest, which is Lady Fahima, the sister of Councillor Fari, Madam Ottawa. And we're going to play her song from Walk in Darkness, and the song is called Bent by Storms and Dreams. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everyone.
Season by season, we are nothing but men.
boy, that was a great one. That was Walk in Darkness, Spent by Storms and Dreams. And this song really reminded me of this special lady, Fahima, that we have with us, that's going to be joining us. She came through a lot of like storms and pretty rugged lifestyle, but you know, when we go through all those things, it makes us stronger. And some of the strongest trees in the world are ones that are right by the raging winds and storms. And that's who we have with us right now, our Lady Fahima. She's the project manager of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And she brings some super awesome, amazing people to our program. And mm-hmm. we thank you. Thank yes. you for joining us, Lady Fahima.
Hello, dear Chief. My greetings, my warmest greetings to you, your respected listeners, and the whole team that they accompany the station, and all the respected listeners across the country, at the reservation, at the landowner of the country, and also the outside of the country, my country. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem. And we have a subject, and the subject is on culture, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Thank you very much. I am looking at my time. We don't have that much time. I'm just going to wrap it up quickly and going back to culture. The culture is very important, and my own opinion is the brainstorm. I juggle a lot of idea and creating and making the best that it benefits not only myself, my soul, but also the community, neighborhood, and across the country and internationally, basically. Mm. However, the culture is, I'm starting with the National Day for the Truth and Reconciliation. We were waiting for this holiday, has been recognized in the calendar in North America, basically in Canada, which is wonderful. It shows we are on the right direction. Going back to the culture, because I live on this blessed land, the land of the owner of the owner of the land is indigenous people, Aboriginal people, Red Nation, Vanguard, you know, and this is the title has been given to this nation by the scholar 170 years ago, something like this. It is quite far back. However, the culture, the language, the heritage, hairstyle, art, craft, power, especially the language and the style of the long hair and the art craft has been stolen from this nation, must be given back to the landowner, and also we have to participate and show how eager, how enthusiastic as a nationwide. We are walking with them, with their direction, and we have a lot of kind and warm wishes for this.
You're listening.